It's 4:03.
Boomer traffic.
And pretty quiet out there in traffic right now. We'll see if that stays the case. If you see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Boomer weather.
Yeah, the chance of flurries before 9. That cold front came through and the temps really dropped. Gradual clearing tonight with a low around 20, but blustery. Wind gusts up around 30 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, sunshine and 35. I think that's about the coldest high that we will have had for the daytime high, I think, this season so far. And then we bounce back for the weekend. Mostly sunny on Friday, 46, and I hear into the 60s on Saturday. 38 in Omaha, Council Bluffs, 36 right now in Blair. And wind chills right around between 20 and 25 degrees right now. All right, time for a Boomer sit-in brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in Ralston. And it is Camille Metoyer-Moten. Welcome to Boomer Radio.
Thank you. Woo. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, I when I saw this come up that you had agreed to come in and be a part of a Boomer sit-in, I got excited because the last I saw you was at the Nebraska Music Hall of Fame over the summer, and your performance in that induction ceremony was spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Just spectacular.
It was a fun night. Very fun night.
And it was. You've been a part of the Omaha community and theater community for 35-plus years.
Yeah, right. I stopped at the saying 35. It's actually longer than that, but I don't want to sound that old. So.
Yeah. And if I remember right, you don't like to be called a grandmother either.
You got that right.
Yeah. What do you refer to your grandchildren as?
I only have one. I call him the son of my son.
That is funny. Well, what are you doing today? These days, what are you doing? Were you involved in anything?
Yeah,
any plays? Or?
So right now, I'm working on a play that opens this Friday at the Union for the Contemporary Arts, which is a newer theater on 24th and Lake. Does more Afrocentric sort of themed plays. It's called Tell Martha Not to Moan, and I'm Martha, and she's 87. And I don't know why people keep giving me these roles. Last time I played like 103, so I'm getting younger. But I'm trying to retain my youth, and they keep giving me these old roles.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I'm working on that. So we open that this week, and then next Thursday I have a gala that I'm singing for an organization called Youth Care and Beyond.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah, good.
On Boomer, we want to hear more about that later.
Yeah. And so then the play, and then it's holiday, and now I've got tons of holiday bookings, so it's all good.
Right. Plus, you sing in your church.
I sing in my church.
Every Sunday.
Yeah.
Every Sunday. And your husband's the pastor?
Yep, exactly right.
And what church?
It's called One Way Ministry on 60th and Grand. And it's a great church, just Bible, no denomination or anything, the Word of God.
Just the Word of God right there.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
So. Have you always been a person of faith?
Well, probably since I was 22 or something like that.
That's when it became.
Yeah, prior
real.
To that, it was just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
But that was kind of when I got the revelation that, that's the real deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you probably have some stories you could tell from before that time. Oh my.
Honey, a child of this, growing up in the 70s, right? Uh-huh. And I was in New Orleans. I went to college in New Orleans. So, the city that, I don't know, it's not the city that never sleeps, but it's
close to
Sin
that.
City or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I learned a lot. Well, I had a lot of experiences there. Yeah,
that's there's a hotel there, I understand, too. That,
right.
Yeah. Memorialized in a song.
You're right.
So where were you born?
I was born in Omaha.
In Omaha.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. Born and raised here. I graduated from Burke High School.
Ah, yeah. You had to be one of the early?
Early, yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, you're calling me old, but yes, one of the early.
Do you want to share what year you graduated? I'm going to guess just 75, 74.
Oh, that's so sweet. 72.
72,
yeah,
okay.
Really old. Yeah, 72.
You must have graduated really early then.
Yeah, I was six.
Like six, yeah.
I think we were the third graduating class. So 72.
So you grew up in, and where'd you go to elementary school?
Well, so we lived in North Omaha until I was 11. So I went to Druid Hill Elementary School, and then we moved west, which was interesting because back in those days they had that whole redlining thing. So my parents were able to manipulate us out of North Omaha to West Omaha because they were concerned that we weren't getting the education that we should be getting in those schools.
Right.
So I went to Morton, was junior high school. Now everything's middle school,
right?
Yeah,
right.
And then Burke,
and then to
and
Burke.
Then to Burke.
You,
yeah.
You mentioned your folks.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Ray and Lois.
Are they still?
No, I lost my mom when I was 17. The week I graduated from high school, she died of brain cancer. 7 years later, my father actually was killed. we had a barbecue business, Metoyer's Barbecue, and he had fired some employee who came back disgruntled and murdered him. So,
man.
Yeah. So by the time I was 24, I had no parents, but they were great people. It was like, you know, that fire was burning bright while they were here.
Yeah. So a lot of music when you were growing up, because you're very musical, so that you got exposed to that somewhere.
Yeah. So my mom was sort of a frustrated jazz singer. She had, that was her goal, was to sing. And in fact, the story goes that Duke Ellington came to town and she got to audition for him, and he liked her voice and was, you know, sort of, I don't know, encouraging her to come with him. But she was, you know, dating my dad at the time, and so she chose my dad over that
over
life.
A career and, and singing.
Right. We would always tell her, Mom, if you'd have gone with Duke Ellington, we'd be famous. And she would say, if I'd have gone with Duke Ellington, you would not exist. So make your choice, right?
Yeah, good point. What songs do you remember growing up hearing when, you know, what did the folks play? They played on turntables? They
had absolutely.
Console.
She had a lot of jazz albums. My dad, not so much. He was a he was a big Billie Holiday fan, but we didn't have a lot of her records. But we had a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and Lena Horne and Carmen McRae and Thelonious Monk, and just, you know, she was really into like the instrumental jazz as well as the vocal stuff, and so she would just walk around the house singing all day, and and so we grew up listening to
did she know Richetta Wilson? Did they know each other?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. And she was gone so soon before I even was aware of Richetta, you know, so I don't know if she did or not.
Cool. How about some Harry Belafonte?
Harry Belafonte.
Any particular songs you remember?
Oh, well, I remember we all would all gather around the stereo and listen to Mama Look a Boo Boo. Because it was just funny.
Camille Metoyer-Moten is our Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring. And when I talk, they start to sing. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look a boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look a boo-boo day. I couldn't even digest me supper. To the children's behavior, John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Ring the belt, you're much too impudent. John says it's James who started first. James tells the story in reverse. I drag my belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. They're playing with you, my wife declare. You should be proud of them, my dear. These children were taught to bloom in slack. That ain't no kind of joke to crack. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day.
That's Harry Belafonte and Mama Look a Boo-Boo, and that is a song that Camille grew up with. Her folks playing that on the stereo. That is a funny song.
I know, right?
Probably got it all memorized. You probably know it all.
I wonder why nobody don't like me.
I wonder why nobody don't like me.
Is it because that I'm ugly?
Camille has been a part of Omaha theater community for 35 plus years. You even, I think I saw a YouTube video of you on Good Morning America.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, that was a while back.
That was a Christmas song I think you were singing on Good Morning America.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, you look just the same. You look just as young as that.
That's the beauty of being the same age with people, because your eyes are failing, and I'm happy to take the compliment.
Oh, my. We want to learn about some more of what influenced you musically, because you are very talented musically, and where did some of that come from? First car that you had, and maybe that some of that high school music, maybe first slow dance song. We'll get into all that.
All right.
It is Camille Metoyer-Moten. She's with us. Our Boomer Sit-In today, brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in Ralston. It's 4:14.
Traffic.
And Boomer Traffic. Let's see what's going on out there. It's been pretty quiet so far, which is good. We're looking at the traffic flow map, and if you're coming out of downtown, 480 southbound look good, North Freeway look good. If you're southbound on the JFK, all just green and go. So there you go. You see something in traffic, though, let us know at 553-1490. And traffic brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe in their new location in the old Sizzler, but still at 88th and Maple. And now they have more space for you and your Boomer friends. And be sure to tell Misty hi from Boomer Radio. It's the Homestyle Cafe.
Back to the music, faster. Music that makes you feel good. Boomer Radio.
Okay, no, Nick. We got, let's go down here a little bit. Here we go. We'll do this. We'll be back with more with Camille.
Hi, this is Mark Gillett of the Retirement Guys. Many of you have spent your working years building a retirement nest egg, but now you are approaching a crucial moment. You will be leaving your job, and you want to make the right move with your retirement money and avoid the number one retirement mistake, which are the high fees that your advisor or broker is charging you to manage your retirement portfolio. Over time, those fees will siphon off thousands of your dollars. If your advisor is telling you that their 1% or more fee is no big deal, we would love to have you attend one of our next meetings where we will share with you how to make your money safer and slash your investment fees. So visit our website, theretirementguys.org. You can contact me, Mark Gilliatt, at theretirementguys.org. That's theretirementguys.org.
Advisory services offered by AFSC Advisors.
The cost of dental insurance continues to rise, but the benefit seems to be more and more limited. The Tooth Doc has a solution. Join the Tooth Doc Dental Club. All your routine preventative care, teeth cleanings, digital x-rays, fluoride treatments, and examinations are covered for the low monthly fee. The club even entitles you to discounts on dental work. All this and no limits, no insurance claim hassles, and no waiting periods for benefits. For more information or to join the club, just search The Tooth Doc and visit our website. The Tooth Doc, anxiety-free family dentistry, next to Starbucks at 157th and Dodge.
I gotta tell you about my insurance man, Greg Vandervoorst, with the Vandervoorst Insurance Agency. Greg's been in business in Omaha for over 35 years and is a premier agency in both personal, auto, and home insurance. But also, he insured our business too. What's the benefit to you for an independent agency?
Having different options is always a benefit for the client.
Click Vandervoorst Insurance, VandervoorstInsurance.com, or call 330-7979, 330-7979.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's 419, and it is the Boomer Radio Network. The drive home today in a Boomer sit-in. Camille Metoyer-Moten is the Boomer sit-in, and she's been a part of the Omaha theater world for a very long time. She's performed on Good Morning America and classical to Christian to Broadway to jazz. Does that pretty much sum up your...
Pretty much. It's country and the... big gospel. I don't have that voice. Yeah. I'd love to have that voice, but I don't.
Why not? Why not a little country? Did you watch the history of country music, Ken Burns special on PBS?
No, but I'm planning on it. I'm sure I could get it on somewhere. And the only reason because a lot of country really sounds pop.
Yeah.
You know, but I have sung it.
Some of that old country. I mean, you could do that. I could hear you doing that.
Yeah. No, I have because there was money involved, so I would sing it. I just don't consider it my specialty. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
if you're just joining us, Camille grew up in Omaha, went to Druid Hill. Morton, it was junior high at the time, graduated from Burke in 1970 something. and then you said you went to New Orleans for college.
Yeah, I went to Xavier University in New Orleans, Louisiana. And to major in music because it was kind of the jazz capital, but it's also Xavier's also a school that trains you classically. So I was trained classically, but I sang with the jazz band, so it gave me an expansive repertoire.
Did you remember the first song that you sang publicly?
I do. I was at Sacred Heart grade school. And I say it with my brother and sister and I sang Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music.
Oh.
Yes. And what I remember is that we sang it and people kept saying, that little tiny girl has that big voice, you know? Uh-huh. And so it just, but I always wanted to sing before I was in school. I would sing. But I didn't know any songs, so I would sing about the furniture and things, you know. And my parents, they were so sweet. They'd say, honey, sing that furniture song, you know. And I would sing about the chair and the table and the light in the door or whatever, you know, just stuff like that. I would just sing about stuff I saw.
Yeah. Siblings? You mentioned your siblings. How many?
Yeah, I have two brothers and one sister. Mm-hmm. My brother Ray used to do news here. He was worked with...
That was your brother?
Yeah. Ray Metoyer. That's my brother. Sure. Yeah. He's in Atlanta now. He's retired doing other stuff. But and then I have a sister, Lynette, who also did theater. We've done a lot of theater together. She's a fabulous actress. And then I have a younger brother, Louie, who is a amazing guitarist and has traveled all around the world and has played with anybody you would ever know and has been on every late night, early morning show.
That's a lot of talent in one family. Your folks did a good job of planting those seeds, didn't they?
Thanks. We had fun.
Your first album that you bought, what was that?
It was Barbra Streisand.
Oh.
I was 11, I think, and my cousins came from Chicago, and my cousin said, listen to this woman, and I played the album. I'm like, oh, I have to have that. And I just fell in love with her voice.
Do you remember where you bought it?
No. Probably somebody had to buy it for me. I was 11.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And you know if you paid for it with your own money?
I'm sure I didn't. I was a brat. I didn't have any money. I was like, get me this.
All right. That's Barbra Streisand, Omar Sharif, Funny Girl. What song?
My Man.
All right. My man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away? When I know I'll come back on my knees someday. For whatever my man is, I am his forever.
From Funny Girl, My Man, and Barbra Streisand, the first album that Camille Metoyer Moten owned that she could call her own.
That's
was
right.
That one
that
when
one.
You were 11 years old. Mm-hmm. You've done so much musical theater, but have you ever done that?
I have.
Funny Girl.
I did. I got to do Funny Girl. It was my goal. Every show that I did up until I did that show was in my mind, preparation for when I got to play Fanny Bryce, you know, and then I got to do it in 1993, I think.
Where?
At the Omaha Community Playhouse. I was, it was great. I loved it. It was awesome. And so when I did it, I thought, well, I don't need to do any more musical theater, but I did. I've done like several more shows.
Several more.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you have all that music in your head. How do you do that?
It's funny. Because I've been doing actually Streisand tributes for the last couple of years. So I've taken some of her iconic songs. In fact, I did a couple of shows at the Playhouse, and like 900 people came to, you know, because they love those songs.
To hear Camille sing Barbara.
Right. And yeah. I don't sound like her, but I appreciate her interpretation and her passion, and a lot of what she does, I learned from what she puts into a song.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Any favorites of the Barbra Streisand songs?
Oh gosh, there's so many.
Just break into one for us.
I'll break. let's see. Memories light the corners of my mind. How's that?
I'm waiting for the next. For the next verse. You almost had a tear in my eye till you stopped.
Oh, okay, well, I've been working on this play. My voice is a little raspy.
That's beautiful, though, Camille.
Yeah, thank you.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. But I was going to say, in that tribute, there's a song called "The Minute Waltz," and it goes, I have got a minute, just a little minute. I have only got a minute, just a minute. I have only got a minute. That is all the time I have to sing this tiny little minute waltz. It isn't easy, but I'll try it then. Okay. So the whole song is like that. But I memorized it. Because I kept thinking, I'm not going to be able to get this in my head. I'm not going to. But I did, you know.
And you still have it. I still have it, right.
Because I did the tribute out state Nebraska a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, I should put that song in there because it's cute and it's funny, you know. And I thought, I don't know if I can get that back up. But something about music, if you've got music with the, it just kind of sticks. You know,
the melodies stick with me.
Yeah.
And I can whistle them and I can hum them, but I, for the life of me, can't remember lyrics.
I want to say, though, that if you would talk to my accompanist, he would tell you, no, she messes up those words a lot. But I have the ability to make everything rhyme, even though it may not even be, you know.
Well, yeah. Yeah, in case you missed it, she was singing about the furniture just a few minutes ago.
Right.
It's rhyming quite well. I wonder, could you sing about what's in here?
Oh, sure.
You know, break in a song about microphones and flat Elvis.
And flat Elvis and windows. And
You said you went to Xavier University in New Orleans.
Yes.
After Berkeley. High School. Yes. And if you're just joining us, it was your mother passed away brain cancer when you were 17.
17, yeah.
Senior year in high school,
yeah,
just before graduation.
Yeah, the week I graduated, yeah.
And then what brought you back to Omaha, which is going to lead to another really tragic thing, but
yeah,
go ahead.
So we were in New Orleans, and I met my husband there, and we were married, and at this point we had a little guy, little Mikey. And my dad, who worked at Boys Town, you know, said, hey, you know, we have this new program. It's a family teaching program. We hire couples to come and work with these kids. And at the very same time, I was in New Orleans trying to find things. I'd finished school, but I wanted to do things to, I wanted to find something that gave back to mm-hmm. the, you know, made a difference, had an mm-hmm. impact. And I thought, well, that's a perfect thing working with kids. And so I was really excited to move back to Omaha because I really was quite tired of New Orleans. And I wanted to be back close to my family.
Yeah.
And so we came and we interviewed at Boys Town on a Friday. We got hired. We flew back on Sunday. And then my dad was murdered on Monday because we had a barbecue business and he had fired an employee who came back disgruntled and killed him. So I came back to Omaha. You know, my goal was to work, you know, same place with my dad and all that kind of stuff. But it didn't work out that way. But, you know, my husband always talks about, you know, when you see the stress, there's like a stress list of things that are most stressful. And it's like losing a loved one, moving across the country, having a 2-year-old. And then we came and worked with kids with behavioral problems. So it was like,
wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is,
you know, God is good. You know, it's all mm-hmm. character building.
Well, and you know, he has his ways and puts us where he needs us to be.
Where he needs us, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So how long were you at Boys Town?
15 years. We actually had the first girls' home. It was before girls were on campus.
Okay.
Because they weren't sure then. So we had a group home in the community on 35th and Davenport Street. And then we moved to an on-campus program where we worked with boys. Mm-hmm. And then we worked with girls again. And then I got to a point where I thought, you know, my own children, I have a son and a daughter, had never lived in just a nuclear family setting.
Right.
So we left there in 95.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Let's, I want to squeeze a song in here. Songs that make you sing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fan of stylistics, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Betcha by golly.
Wow.
Yeah. Camille Metoyer-Moten is our Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network, brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in Ralston.
There's a spark of magic in your eye. Candyland appears each time you smile. Anything you ask, I try.
Stylistics, Betcha by Golly Wow on the Boomer Radio Network and music that makes you feel good. And a song that inspires Camille Metoyer Moten to sing while she's driving. So, I'd love to be in the back seat when that happens. I offered to crack the microphone open and you could sing along with that, but she politely declined. Actually, you said your voice is just a little tired right now. You're working on a play.
Projecting, and I'm not used to projecting. I'm spoiled by microphones anymore.
But you have to get your voice in shape here because you have a big benefit coming up.
I do, yeah. A week from tomorrow, we're... Youth Care and Beyond, which is an organization that works with developmentally delayed children and adults, is doing their annual fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be the entertainment for that. So I'm going to just do some jazz stuff for them. But it's a great organization, and it'll be at Il Palazzo. Mm-hmm. Event Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on North 132nd
Street.
Yeah, which is a
lovely venue. I did my CD release last December there, and they, you know, it was beautiful. So, it's a great organization. It's a great cause. So I encourage anybody to come out.
All right, we want to know more about the CD. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. And Camille Metoyer Moten is our Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer Traffic.
Boomer Traffic brought to you by Care Builders at Home. Care Builders at Home's goal is to keep your loved ones in their home as long as possible. Contact them for a free in-home consultation at carebuildersathomeomaha.com. 72nd and Blondo, that is the latest accident that has come in. Actually, more like about 74th and Blondo. And in the area of 132nd and West Dodge, now some debris in the roadway, and that is affecting eastbound traffic. You see something, let us know at 553-1490.
What's wrong?
Nina's throat is killing her.
And of course, it's Sunday.
Why do these things always happen at the worst times?
For healthcare that's easy, even on Sunday morning, turn to Nebraska Medicine, where you'll find the extraordinary care you need, where and when you need it most. With offices in more than 20 locations, our leading primary care providers focus on managing your family's ongoing health, while our immediate care clinics provide quick care, even on nights, weekends, and holidays. So whether you need stitches on Saturday or a physical on Friday, we offer expert care close by and always in tune with your life.
Well, for Sunday morning, that was easy.
Yeah. Now, if I could just get that song out of my head.
Better health begins with Nebraska Medicine. To schedule an appointment or learn more, visit nebraskamed.com/primarycare. Nebraska Medicine.
Right now, when you switch to U.S. Cellular, we'll give you 50% off the latest phones, including the Samsung Galaxy Note 10. And at U.S. Cellular, the deal you expect is the deal you get. That means 50% off the Galaxy Note 10, plus no hidden fees or unwanted surprises. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Terms apply. See store for details.
If you're caring for a family member, take a moment to breathe. Count to five as you inhale and five as you exhale. If that 10 seconds helped, imagine what an hour could do. Home care for a few hours to 24/7. We are caregivers and stress relievers. We are First Light Home Care. Visit firstlighthomecare.com.
School colors, team mascots. High school sports are a very important part of our community. They bring us together and give us a chance to cheer on young local athletes. Washington County Bank is proud to support our area athletic teams and wishes all of them the best of luck this season. Dedicated to getting our youth on the right financial track, remember Washington County Bank for all of your banking needs. Washington County Bank is member FDIC.
Radio and the drive home here.
On the Boomer Radio Network.
That again there. Let that thing go. Sorry about that. It is 4:38 and the drive home on the Boomer Radio Network. A Boomer sit-in today with Camille Metoyer Moten, and we were just in here chatting about what all's coming up in your schedule and how busy you are. You had mentioned a CD. You have a CD out.
Yeah, I do. I actually have three CDs, but the last one I did was I released last December, and it's called Classic, and it is basically all the songs that I have performed over the last few years that people have liked the most. So there's
You mean the next CD is going to be the ones they didn't like?
Right, is that exactly. What you're the next me? One is going to be all the ones that they ran out of the room for, and you know, it'll be like nothing.
Give it what some song titles. What examples?
So Get Here is on there, and Wonderful World, and my signature song is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Every time I sing, I end with that song.
Such a beautiful song.
Reimagined versions of Every Breath, the Sting thing. Reimagined versions of Man in the Mirror. So it's an interesting compilation of, of tunes. Yeah.
Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I see you looking over here.
I am. I just a line or two. Just the beginning, maybe.
Okay. Let's see. If I crack, though, I'm suing you for ruining me. So there's a verse that I always do first. And I typically do the verse a cappella, and then we go into the whole song. When all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops start to tumble down, heaven opens a glory lane. When all the clouds darken up the sky, where there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rainbow. And that's probably all I need.
Wow. Oh, man. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's a great song.
It's a spiritual song
for me.
And I love the open that you have.
I've kind of tweaked the words a little bit. Yeah. It's not heaven opens the glory lane in the original one. I don't even remember what it is anymore, but that's what it is for me.
Yeah. It is 4:41, and Camille Metoyer-Moten is with us. Our Boomer sit in today, and let's go back to your high school days. Favorite high school songs that you liked. You had some Streisand in there. You had Eli's Coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a big Laura Nero fan.
Yeah, you have Lennon in there, Imagine. Carole King.
Yeah.
Far Away.
Yeah.
That whole album, Tapestry.
I know, it was
amazing.
Tapestry is a great album.
And one here, I'm kind of surprised, One Less Bell to Answer.
Yeah, well, that was Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension,
but then
right.
Streisand did it again with herself. It's a beautiful duet.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And then one I was really, this is what I was really surprised about, Grazing in the Grass.
Oh, yeah.
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 Friends of Distinction.
Friends of Distinction. Do you remember it?
Oh, yes, I remember
know.
It.
I know. That was good stuff.
Oh, yes, I remember it. I love the horn section,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody that loves to sing jazz has got to love this. It's the Boomer Radio Network.
It's showy smell of grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass is a guess. Baby, can you hear?
What a trip. Just watching as the world goes
grazing
past.
In the grass is a guess. Baby, can you hear?
Out of sight in the grass.
In the grass is a gas. Can you dig it?
Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass on the Boomer Radio Network, music that makes you feel good. And Camille Metoyer-Moten is our Boomer sit-in today, and that's one of your favorite songs from high school.
Yes.
And the horn section, everything. Oh, that's just,
I know,
that
it's
is
awesome. It's
amazing.
Perfect.
What songs make you dance? What makes you want to just... Can you dance? Do you dance?
Oh, I'm a horrible dancer.
What do you mean? You're in theater. You're in musical theater. Yeah. What do you mean you're a horrible dancer?
So when the first role I had was in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Orpheum, and when I was auditioning dancing, I knocked over this huge buffet server, so they gave me Mary Magdalene.
So what songs? You know, those of us that can't sing, we like to sing in the shower. I suppose for those of us that can sing, it's no big deal to sing in the shower. So I suppose you dance in the shower.
I dance in the shower, right? Because nobody should see that.
Yeah, what song gets you going?
Well, you know, just, I don't know. When I was in school, it was like Ohio Players and the OJs and people like that.
Oh.
I'm too old to dance now.
Yeah. I love Train.
Yeah.
What do you mean too old to dance now? I'm not buying that. I bet you slow dance with your husband, though.
Occasionally, yeah.
She can sing, but she can't dance. But she still has the urge when she hears great songs like Love Train and the OJs. On the Boomer Radio Network, it's Camille Metoyer-Moten. She's our Boomer sit-in today, and the time is just flying by.
I know.
We got to talk about slow dancing, how you met your fabulous husband.
Yeah.
And let's talk again one more time for those who are intrigued. If you don't know of Camille or you've never seen her perform and you'd like to, there is an opportunity coming up.
Yes, next Thursday at Il Palazzo. It's a fundraising event for Youth Care and Beyond, and the tickets are on Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Youth Care and Beyond, and I think it starts at set probably 7.
Okay.
I'll look at that. But
I hope you will, because you got to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of known for, like, where are you?
Yeah, no, and in full transparency, you're a part of that, ministry.
Yes. Yeah, I'm part of their community engagement and some kind of quality stuff for mm-hmm. the stuff that they do.
And what do they do?
They work with developmentally delayed children and adults, and they have an autism piece to it and an adult portion too. So
I'd like to learn
to improve the lives of those people.
It's a non-profit
non-profit.
Well, I'd like to learn more about that, so you'll tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Coming up here in just a few, we'd get on the other side of the break here. We want to know about we got to learn about your husband and how you met and all that, and slow dancing, and so that's all just ahead on the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer
traffic.
It is 4:49, and Boomer Traffic is brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in downtown Ralston. Veteran-owned, serving up great food from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day except Mondays. You can check out their great reviews online. Also bringing you today's Boomer sit-in. I-480 and Martha, debris in the roadway there. That's affecting northbound traffic. 132nd and West Dodge, we had reports earlier of some debris in the road in the eastbound lanes, and an earlier accident at 72nd and Blondo. And that is Boomer Traffic. If you see something in traffic, let us know. Another wonderful sponsor of Boomer Traffic is the your friends at Chiropractic Group of Nebraska. You know, surgery should be the last resort, and Dr. Whit Brumman will work with you to diagnose and treat your symptoms to achieve longevity through motion. Schedule your consultation, your free consultation, at chirogroupne.com.
This is Kermit Ang with Fashion Cleaners. What if you could get that feeling back that you had when you bought your favorite garment? And what if you could get time back from getting your wardrobe taken care of? Let us help do just that for you. Serving the metro area with 7 locations and free home and office pickup and delivery. But don't be fooled. If your laundry bag is not white or black, give it back. Fashion Cleaners. Passion, service, and innovation. Visit us at fashioncleaners.com.
Spirit World's owner Lori Helbush believes that something special happens when family and friends get together over a bottle of something delicious.
People connect and memories are made. And our Out of This World selection is just one of the many reasons Spirit World has been voted best of Omaha for over 10 years.
Yeah, and if a customer needs help?
Our staff has sampled every bottle of wine so they can make first-hand, first-taste recommendations.
Plus your window-walled event space, that's great for private parties.
Spirit World, where Center Street meets Exarban Village. Plenty of easy, free parking.
When you're looking to buy a car, you're looking for one you can rely on. One that will be there for you anytime you need it. The same's true with car insurance. But how do you know you're getting car insurance you can count on? Well, that's where AAA comes in. For generations, AAA has been helping people protect what's important. And when you're covered by a policy through AAA, you get quality coverage, great rates, and 24/7 claim service with the personal attention you'd expect from AAA. For a free, no-obligation quote, or to learn other ways AAA can help you do more and worry less, stop by your local AAA branch office or call 1-800-AAA-NEBR today. AAA, insurance you can count on. Insurance underwritten by Member Select Insurance Company or Auto Club Group Insurance Company.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
That is
music faster.
Point.
Music that makes you feel good.
Did that again.
Boomer Radio.
I'm getting so. I'm enjoying my time with Camille in the studio with the mics off so much that I kind of lose track of where we are. Camille is with us. Camille Metoyer-Moten. It's our Boomer sit-in today, and you know classical to Christian to Broadway to jazz. You sing it all, and you just have the spirit about you. The light just shines right through.
Oh, thank you.
When you're performing, it's fabulous. You have been married now for
43 years.
And you said you met him in New Orleans while you were at school at Xavier.
Xavier University. Yes. Yeah.
How'd you meet?
Okay, so here we go. He was
okay, here we go.
Right.
We're going to hear a story, folks.
He was not attending school. Xavier, which I didn't know when I went there, had a reputation for having the most beautiful women of all the colleges, right? Well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have gone there had I thought known that had that reputation. But anyway, so he would come and hang out on campus, right? And so he would see me walk into class, and I would see him with his like friends, and he just looked like he was so much fun. He was laughing all the time, and so I would kind of look at him, and he was watching me, and he would say, gosh, she's just so cool and so independent, and she doesn't need people all around her. Was because nobody really was my friend, but he thought that looked like I was cool. And so and so then we ended up at a party together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting in the 70s. He's sitting on the floor and all this kind of stuff. And he had an earring in his ear. And I just thought that was the most amazing, cool thing to have this earring in his ear, right? And so then he came over and asked me to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we danced.
What was the song? You remember?
Yes, it was That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. So you danced. Yeah, that's
our song
dance,
now.
Your first dance.
First dance,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And so then it just took off from there. And then, you know, so really, I guess you could say 45 years we've been together,
mm-hmm.
but 43 years
mm-hmm.
married.
And again, his name is?
Michael. Michael T. Moten.
Yes, and he's pastor.
And he's pastor. Bishop, actually.
Yeah. Bishop at?
At One Way Ministry
yeah.
Church.
And that's, I'm sure that's a story. You know how?
Oh yeah, how know, that yeah
that
how
journey that
exactly because we went from children of the 70s doing
right.
all the 70s things to mm-hmm. just loving and worshiping God and changing our
yeah,
whole lives
yeah.
around. Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
so a big wedding, small wedding?
Oh, so we because we were children of the 70s, we were actually living together.
Uh huh.
So when we came to understand that we really should get married, we got married in our apartment. We have a pastor friend, people,
yeah.
you know, because we started, you know, mm-hmm. knowing more Christians, came over and married us in our apartment.
Okay.
A couple
so
of
no
witnesses.
Big reception then.
No. And so I sing for weddings all the time, you know, and so I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, we should do that.
You
know,
have
we should
that.
Just, well,
you
yeah,
have
we
that.
Should just do that. So every year I say, why don't we just have like a wedding, like a big wedding? And he's like, let's just go to Hawaii.
So you don't have a wedding dress, really? Or,
no,
or
I had a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
I got married in that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, and then children?
Two children, my son Mike
mm-hmm.
and my daughter Tamia, we call her Mimi,
mm-hmm.
42 and 38. And I keep asking them, how are we all the same age? What the hell did that happen?
How does that happen? Yes.
And one son of my son who's 17.
Right, yeah. right. And you said he goes to Burke.
He goes to Burke.
And he's big for nothing.
Big for nothing.
Big for nothing.
Big
he's
for
not,
nothing.
Not athletic.
Got a big brain, but that big body is no athletic ability at all.
Big for nothing. That's so funny. All right. The song, the first song, the one that started it all for you and your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was your first concert you went to, too?
Yeah.
Did you go to that together?
We went to that together. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Camille Metoyer-Moten, our Boomer sit-in today. Thank you.
Thank you. This was fun.
A wonderful hour.